It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to two former state senators who are trying to make political talk a little more appealing to regular people.
First, about two-thirds of people who responded to the latest Wisconsin survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College oppose the proposed $300 million cuts to the UW system in the governor's budget.
58% of Republicans support those cuts, while 87% of Democrats are against them.
Karen Herzog joins us now. She's the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, 64% of respondents say they're opposed to these budget cuts. Karen, what do you make of the results?
Well, it's interesting because there was a poll about a week ago, Marquette University Law School poll, that had very similar results. 70% of those surveyed opposed the cuts to UW system. And interestingly, that was only 8% fewer than those who opposed the cuts to K-12. And some university officials that I spoke with thought that was really good news for UW because, you think about it, there is a higher percentage of Wisconsinites who don't have a college degree. And I noticed in this new poll that majority of those polled do have a college degree, and that perhaps could influence their thoughts about whether those cuts are a good idea.
Having been a higher education reporter for a while, how contentious would you say that this budget is for the governor and for the university?
The dialogue changes by the day. Every day it seems there's something new happening where someone's responding to something else that someone else said or did. And this is so political, you sometimes wonder, well, how much of the final decision will actually be about what's in the best interest of the university system and most importantly, students, and how much of it will be about politics and who's mad at whom and who supports, you know, whom and how well have they made their case politically. It's really hard to call this one because just today the Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told a Madison TV station that he thinks it's unlikely the legislature will go out of its way to restore very much of the $300 million in proposed cuts that the governor has suggested for the UW system. While UW system officials will say they have found a lot of sympathy among legislators that that $300 million in cuts is too deep. So it's really hard to say how this is going to go.
And do you expect a survey results like these latest from the Wisconsin survey to have any sway in the discussion as far as the court of public opinion?
It's really hard to say. One could project that perhaps legislators listen to their constituents, but this is also a bottom line dollar issue. It's not just what do we want to do; it's what does the budget allow us to do? Because Republican lawmakers are firm that they don't want to raise taxes with the increases in Medicaid spending and other priorities. It's really hard to juggle the numbers and to give as much as you want to every single agency that perhaps deserves it. And it does seem to change. The winds do seem to change. Last Friday, UW-Madison announced that it was cutting 400 positions, most of them vacant. And a few lawmakers said, well, gee, you know, we told them not to do anything permanent. And here they're going and making these permanent decisions because we haven't even done our jobs yet. We don't even know how much we're going to cut. So there's just a lot of back and forth on this, and it is very contentious.
Well, the next fiscal year begins July 1st, doesn't it? Don't university system movers and shakers have to make some big calls before there's a final budget?
Yes, they do, and that's part of the challenge because at this point, they're, you know, deciding whether to renew contracts. There are some instructors who work on a contract basis year to year, and they've already set course schedules. Students are signing up for courses for the fall. So they can't wait until the budget is finalized in late June or early July, probably the latest. Those decisions have to be made now, and I think that's kind of where university officials are saying they're feeling pressed because they really don't know how it's going to turn out, but they do have to make these decisions quickly.
We're talking about the latest Wisconsin survey and UW system budget cuts with Karen Herzog, higher education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Karen, can you give us a roundup of how UW campuses are coping so far with these expected budget shortfalls?
Well, there's a variety of things going on. The one that seems to be the most common is offering voluntary early retirement buyouts. And we're now up to 7 campuses that are doing this. The latest would be Stevens Point and Stout that have announced in the last week or so. And I just did a quick addition there. And just with that initiative, we're looking at more than 1,000 employees who are eligible for this buyout statewide in the UW system. And typically about a third will take it. But you also have to put this into the context of the larger picture. The UW system has a total of 39,000 faculty and staff. So it's really a small percentage, about 4% being offered buyout system-wide. Other measures are cutting the positions, which UW-Madison announced Friday. UW-La Crosse announced this week it's cutting about 50 positions, and those are in custodial service, maintenance, and information technology, and most of those are currently vacant as well, just like in Madison. So, of course, this means that there will be fewer courses, some class sections will be cut, and I think that it's pretty clear that at least on some of these campuses, students are going to feel the cuts that have to be made now.
At issue also has been the question of making the university a public authority with less financial support in exchange for more autonomy. Where does that debate stand today?
Well, that's a really good question. I would have said at least a week ago that it was dead, that there wasn't going to be anything. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if very little of the cuts are restored, but then there are some flexibilities added because, as you'll recall, initially the governor said, okay, I'm proposing $300 million in cuts, but also offering you the autonomy so that you can look for efficiencies. And that full autonomy in the form of a public authority does not appear likely, but there could be some flexibilities in areas like procurement of supplies that are unique to higher education, maybe something in capital building projects. But the biggie, the revenue producer, which UW system really would like to have some control over, is tuition. And the governor has proposed formally that tuition be capped once the freeze expires, tuition freeze that's in place, that it be capped at the rate of inflation.
The UW's governance and tenure systems have also been under scrutiny during this budget debate, with issues like shared governance on the table. Do you think we could see substantial changes there?
That's another really interesting question, and I think that it's hard to say how that's going to play out because UW system president Ray Cross has said that he's very confident that the legislature will restore language in the budget about tenure and shared governance. These are things that Governor Walker removed. He pretty much removed most of the language governing the UW system when he proposed the public authority. So those things have to be added back by the legislature. And as I said, Ray Cross seems confident that will happen. But it's also possible that they'll be added back with some tweaks, that they won't look like it won't be the same language that existed before.
So, Karen, even if the cuts to the UW system are reduced, how big in scope do you think the changes to adapt to budget cuts will be?
It's really hard to say. Of course, some of it depends on whether the state revenue projections are better than expected, and we'll find that out probably the end of the first week of May or around May 10th, I'm told. If there's more money in state revenue than expected, then that money can then be divided amongst the priorities. My understanding is that K-12 is first in line, and the transportation budget, reducing the amount of borrowing for roads also seems to be a high priority. So where UW system fits into that is really hard to say, and as I noted, it seems to change almost daily depending on what the campuses do, whether lawmakers are happy with UW or are unhappy with UW.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
We're talking here with Karen Herzog, higher education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to talk about the latest Wisconsin survey results and UW system budget cuts.